Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
And here we are again, Bud a Pecan and
Dick Hugger.
Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama. Yeah.
So what do we have this evening?
No, yeah.
Oh no, that's right. The Saints.
That's right. New Orleans Saints. Stand up. Stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, just want to take you to the shirt.
Are you going to be screaming while you watch the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I don't know if people want to see me scratching my ass while I'm watching the Super Bowl.
And yelling at the TV.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
It's comedy, but it's not comedy.
It'd be like watching a game and watching it would be hilarious.
I don't think so.
It would be funny.
Yeah, of course, no. New Orleans Saints. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing Indy win this again.
There's only one win.
I know. Things don't deserve it. I mean, not that they don't deserve it, but let somebody else win.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can live with that.
I'm sure you could.
And all my relatives in New Orleans can live
yeah,
with that.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and out here, too.
Wow.
Yeah. As always, Smooth Drama, we welcome your calls. So,
Number
off a caller 646-929-2037.
Or send your emails to
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Yeah, we'll put your shit on the air.
Yes, and as always, I'm always soliciting
song shot.
So if you got a nice song shot, dig at smoothdrama.com.
Yeah,
you know, I'm getting old. I need some motivation in my life. You know, smooth drama phone.
Look at that.
Yeah. So, and if you haven't already done it, you know, go to our network www.smoothdrama.com and join. You can add your content. You can add your songs, your videos, and you can chat with us and other Smooth Drama members and.
Hey, we're trying to get people together and make some sip and dip videos.
Sip and dip.
Sip and dip.
Sip and dip.
Sip and dip. Anybody that missed that show, go to our website, smoothdrama.com. Click on the featured guest page, and you'll see the logo Sip and Dip. And I'll take you to the website, mycookiesipper.com.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We're working on it.
And dip.
A sip and dip a dance. A smooth drama sip and dip dance.
We got a special dance for you.
Mm-hmm.
We got a special dance for you. We ain't going to reveal nothing right now, but
Dick
when y'all
dance.
See it.
We're going to make Dick dance.
When y'all see well, Dick always dances.
We're going to make Dick dance.
The sip and dip dance.
You're going to want to do it.
Yes, you're going to want to do it. We're going to start a craze.
We're going to want to do it. Sip and dip.
Dance. You know, kind of
in the living room, out on the street,
yeah,
at the club.
Yeah. Don't be kicked out of the club during the sip and dip dance.
There you go.
Don't do it.
Now, if you think you have, if you have any ideas of what the sip and dip dance should look like, load your video up on the smoothdrama.com site. We'd like to see those videos in the song. The sip and dip.
The sip and dip dance in the song.
That just doesn't sound right. Sip and dip in a song.
Oh, I'm just saying. And to keep up with me and Butter and all the activities that we getting into and planning on getting into, You can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device.
We are coming at you. You know,
all kinds of ways.
Yeah, we are. We are planning a karaoke night.
Karaoke night.
Karaoke. We're going to take over the bar.
Oh, it's going to be ugly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We're going to get up there and do our, you never know. We're going to start our hour.
No, I got a special karaoke that
so
I got to carry
stay
out.
Stay tuned for that. We're planning the karaoke night. We're going to take over some bar and have a good time.
It's platform night.
Everyone wear their platform.
Hey, fellas.
Platform shoes.
Platform shoes, and if you ain't got the shirt open with your medallion, you stop
and,
at the door.
And the women in tube tops and Daisy Dukes.
That's right.
Platform shoes, though.
Yeah.
We're gonna do the whole disco night.
Oh, we going old school with
disco.
It.
Disco theme, and Dick Kidd gonna wear.
I might even roll in there with some roller skates on.
His afro. Thing.
That's right. I'm taking it away. I'm getting gully with it. I'm going to be out there. Just want y'all to know. Now, as always, we solicit your emails, whatnot. And,
smoothdrama.com.
Yeah. So
we got
an email here.
Now, we will warn you, if you send us your emails and your topics, it's open forum.
Talk
about you. May not be good, may not be bad, but just so you know, you're putting out there, we're going to talk about you.
Okay.
So, we're going to talk about you.
All right. Well,
put out there, you're going to be talked about.
This email is entitled Breath.
Breath.
Breath. Yes, breath. And it comes from Alta.
Hello, Alta.
Alta says, can you tell me why is it that professional men fix their eyes on my butt and not my eyes? I have no idea what color eyes my doctor has because he just looks at my butt. It is very eerie and rude and unprofessional. Yeah, why not get a different doctor?
Exactly.
Good one. Been there, done that. It's so wrong to talk a man down, no pun intended, and still maintain a professional encounter. It takes from the time I have to get the help I went there for in the first place. And even I put it to the test, I will wear different clothes, and the more revealing, of course, the less eye-to-eye contact I stand. 6'2". And to most men, they are at breast level. So I sit down for many reasons. She says she's 6'2". Yeah, it's a big woman. For many reasons, one is to get eye to eye and to be less intimidating to those who have many inhibitions. I found that just being tall, people have prejudged thoughts. I had to deal with that all my life, but not my problem anyway. If you have advice as to how to get professional men to be more professional without risking receiving poor care, because it's untrue reports, because you have told him off, I would welcome it.
Well, Alta.
First, thank you, Alta, for the email.
Did she send a picture?
No picture.
Oh, you know, people, when you send emails like this, you need to send a picture, too. No, Dick wants to see the breast of his.
Okay.
I want to see if he really 6'2".
6'2" breast of his.
No, the breasts aren't 6'2".
No.
The woman that has the breast. Wow, that's a tall lady.
Yes.
That's a tall order.
Very, very tall.
So how do you get men not to look at him?
Well,
I don't know. I don't have braces.
Yeah, brother lost hers in the summer last year. First and foremost, as far as the doctors and them looking at you, not eye to eye, whatnot.
Cross-eyed.
Yeah, I think in that aspect, you probably have to be a little obvious. And when they look down, you kind of have to, like, get down and look down with them, kind of, like, shame them into
like,
looking
yeah,
in the eyes.
Yeah, like, I know what you're looking at. I'm up here.
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that you're 6'2", like you said, you're at their eye level anyway. I mean, you know, for those who have the misfortune of being, to, you know, undersized men.
Undersized men.
Undersized.
I don't like undersized men.
Anyway.
Oh, we're still talking about breakfast?
No, we're talking about, you know.
I thought we were talking about undersized men.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go into that. You know, I think what you have to do is shame these men, because maybe you're complicit in the whole affair here, because you don't challenge their eyes.
You let it go.
Yeah, I mean, because that's technically like me speaking to my female doctor, and she doesn't look at me. She's staring at my dick the whole time.
She does?
No.
Oh.
But that's the point. I'm saying
right.
It's a comparison, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're saying. If somebody, so if she's staring at my dick, I'm like, you know, instead of asking the question, "Do you want to suck it?" I'm gonna look down at it like, "Hey, I'm up here, homie. I'm up here." And I believe, Alta, that's what you're gonna have to do. You're gonna have to stare this fella in the eye.
Men.
Yeah, men too, whatever. But I don't know if you necessarily, I mean, because this is in the professional setting. Obviously, when you're out and whatnot, you probably are going to want guys to look at you.
Well, then that's going to see where it's in the morning dealing, so.
Okay.
Stuff.
Stuff. Stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Alta, for your email.
Yeah, thank you, Alta, for your email.
If anyone has any comments regarding that or has any advice for Alta, please give us a call. 646-929-2027 or send an email to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And in the subject line, put breath.
Well,
or Alta.
Actually, Alta sent a C email.
Oh, ooh, nice.
Yeah.
She got issues.
Yeah.
We like that.
No, actually, I think this one, because I guess it is Black History Month. We haven't talked
it's
about
February.
That.
February is Black History Month.
Black History Month, and, you know, we get to talk about Martin Luther King and all the black first, like the first black man to wear a pinky ring. And tell me. I'm just saying, that's generally what happened in the fact that it's the shortest month also doesn't endear it. And quite honestly, I'm kind of black 365 days, and if it's in the leap year 366, so I really don't
You're
need a month.
Black?
I'm kind of black, so I don't need a month to define me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm all year.
Kind of
I'm
black.
Like Adrian Peterson. I'm
You're
all
kind
black.
Of black. You're black.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You say kind.
Yeah.
You're not kind.
Yeah, I'm
black.
I'm fudging it. That's all. I'm just fudging it a little bit. That's all. So anyway.
What
is
the other email?
The other email is, I thought since it's Black History Month, you might throw around the name Shoshana Johnson, the first black POW in the war in Iraq. But wasn't mentioned. The hype was solely on Jessica Lynch, the white female soldier who was captured in the same ambush. Johnson was the nation's first black female POW, which I'm sure you already know, though this thought it would make good material that maybe most or none of us may not have known.
We didn't know.
Well, I kind of did know about Shoshana Johnson, and
why did they focus on Jessica Lynch?
Well.
What was so special about
it? It's either Jessica Lynch, I guess. I don't know. I particularly, just focusing on Shoshana here for a minute, I give Shoshana a lot of props because she was in a very dangerous situation trying to, you know, defend the country and the ideals of this country, whatever. But I'm thinking that she probably didn't want that distinction of being the first black POW, the first black prisoner of war, female prisoner of war. It's not really something that you want to tell the grandkids about. I got caught. That's it. Not. I mean, you know, I give her props for being there because, you know, my veins pump Kool-Aid. So,
thank
I wouldn't.
You.
Well, when it comes to fighting war for my oppressor, mm-hmm. It did. Oh, did I say that on there?
Okay.
Yeah,
say it again.
I did. Yeah.
Kool-Aid
when it comes to fighting war for my oppressor.
Oppressor.
Yeah. You're not gonna go there.
You already did.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they would focus on Jessica Lynch because, you know, you can keep the nation focused by showing, and, you know, I'm in racial rehab, so Alta, damn it, you got me speaking on race.
On the love.
That's got nothing to do with love.
So why can't we all just get along?
Yeah, well, basically, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, you know, they know that America would be captivated by a white woman being captured as opposed to a black woman, unfortunately.
Okay.
We still got that.
No.
But hopefully, since Obama's been elected, we've ended racism as we know it. Or something like that.
I have someone I'm trying to get an interview. His godfather
is in the
KKK.
Oh, his godfather's in the KKK?
Was
in the KKK.
And it just so happens that my friend is black and his godfather is white. And he was in the KKK and he has some stories about being in the KKK.
Yes.
And I was like, so how, and he married an Asian woman, Japanese woman.
Okay.
So, you know, KKK is like, wait, what's the difference? So when he got married, you know, a lot of people were like, what the hell?
But
they were surprised that he got married to a Japanese woman.
You're surprised the KKK guy got married?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a shock.
He was a Japanese woman, but then he ended up with a black person. And we hear some of the stories. It's just very, very interesting.
That sounds like a common theme in the South. Yeah. That's all the time. I don't see the real.
You want another email?
No more emails. Thank you also for the emails, and we encourage you to keep sending emails.
We encourage everybody to send emails.
Yes.
No drama. No drama about that.
And me and Butter would love to hug and kiss and embrace your emails.
Absolutely. You know what's going to happen.
And tongue kiss you. You know.
We don't talk about you. No.
Yeah.
Dick will tongue kiss you.
I tongue kiss emails for breakfast.
I'm sure you do. That's nice.
It's my thing.
I bypass that one.
You do not know what you're missing.
No.
Oh, no.
Very selective on what I tongue kiss. Whatever.
Yeah, anyway. With that, we're going to take a station identification break.
Identification
break.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Together you've got to move from love.
we are back.
Yes, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger and Butter Pecan. Now,
yes.
We are advocates of common sense here.
We are.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. At least I am.
Yeah,
right.
There's just not a whole lot of people with that. Okay.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe sometimes some of the obvious shit that people don't get.
Oh, like what?
Well, you know, there was a study where they were saying that cell phone bans while driving don't reduce accidents. A new study which was published by an organization that's disputing the conventional belief that cell phone use while driving leads to more accidents.
It does.
HLBI researchers calculated monthly collision claims during the month immediately after handheld phone use was banned while driving in several regions, including New York and California. The results were that collision claims in jurisdictions with bans didn't change from before or after the laws were enacted. And matter of fact, the crash rates were about the same. Now, basically, what that's saying is, what I could have told them without them spending probably $1 million fucking dollars, that stupid people crash, period. I could have told you that. It doesn't matter whether they are stupid with a cell phone or not. Because last time I checked, before cell phones came into existence, people were crashing their fucking cars.
Yeah. I do it.
Even with headsets and all that,
to everything,
Butter was still crashing.
I still crashed the car. Shit, watch out while I'm on the road.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, it's funny.
This is common sense.
That the common sense misses people.
It's not there.
You know, it's people, you're not paying attention, obviously. And I know the cell phone adds to the distraction and whatnot, because people with the preponderance of texting and all that while they're driving and whatnot. But
I don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, but even before texting, people probably was digging in their nose and
doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Put their makeup on.
Saw the booger and looked down and boom.
Looking for something in their purse.
Right. Distracted is distracted.
Scratching the crotch.
Yeah, that's that whole ADD.
Yeah.
ADHD, whatever. I sat 5 minutes too long in the car and I had to fidget with something and I crashed.
Yeah. Went at the red light.
Whoop-de-doo.
I do love that.
Yeah, I know you do.
Backing up, going forward, going sideways.
Yeah, and so that takes me to the story. I don't know if you heard about the sweat lodge, all the people that died, the 18 participants that
died.
Yeah, they had 18 injuries and it killed 3.
What was it, sir?
This was in a sweat lodge retreat.
That's
in October in Sedona.
What is a sweat lodge?
Sweat Lodge is a Native American practice where you would go into the Sweat Lodge, which is like the wet sauna in the gym and whatnot, where you just sweat.
Yeah.
You know, it is an Indian tradition, a Native American tradition, that you sweat out and purge out all of, you know, your impurities, whatnot.
Okay.
And they would do it. It was like an annual thing. Well, you know, it was a big deal. These people, there was a ceremony that this guy, his name is Ray something, and his company, which was Ray International, which is out of Carlsbad, California, which is right here in San Diego County. They paid this guy gained off of those. $9,000 a piece to be a part of this, to sweat. And I'm like,
we're in the wrong business.
Yeah, we are in the wrong business now. They paid this guy
$9,000
so that right. they can be a spiritual warrior. In
would you pay $9,000 to go to a story?
Dude, I pay $20-something a month for 24 hour fitness. They have a wet sauna in there. So
to get out all the
right.
impurities.
Yeah, and the problem was when these people were starting to get too hot, they didn't leave.
Oh, they kept on.
Yeah, they stayed
yeah,
there.
Isn't there like a max amount of time?
Right. I mean,
your body can only take
yeah, you're older, whatnot. Hey, get out.
When you start sweating.
Right.
Blood.
Yeah, I mean, but see, this is that whole
you
thing.
You have to be hydrating.
Right, that common sense shit that we talked
common
about.
Common sense.
You know, hey, look, if it's too hot for you,
get out and start going to pee.
Right. Say, hey, I gotta go.
Don't lay down.
Right.
Get your ass up and walk out.
Well, you know, they're suing the guy now.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, they put the
did he make him sign
charges.
A waiver? Maybe it comes
well,
to
I mean,
part.
You know what? That's the point. I mean, people are so cussy nowadays. I'm sorry.
Well, you have to know that there's going to be at least one guy that could say, oh, God, I was getting so fatigued, and he didn't warn me to get up and get up. Well, hello, dumbass.
Yeah, look, these people are so pussy. So, I mean, you know, it's bad enough that, you know, kids can't play outside. Kids don't even play outside anymore. They have commercials trying to tell kids to play outside.
I know.
And then you got
sad?
Grown-ups who will pay a mother $9,000
to sweat. Go to the gym.
Go to the gym. Or it's summertime. Take your ass outside. Go for a walk.
$9,000. You got $9,000 to burn.
Right. I pay $20-something a month. I can sit in the wet sauna as much as I want and sweat my ass off and then take my ass out.
Wow.
I'm not
you start playing lightheaded.
Right. I'm not feeling these cats. I'm not feeling people. I mean, you know, besides the fact that, you know, it's so political correct. You can't say nothing. You can't joke about nothing. You know, it's like haters. You know, you spent $9,000, and if you were dumb enough to, when you feel lightheaded, to still sit in there because you're feeling peer pressure or whatnot, and you're an adult, you're not 12, you're a fucking adult. I mean, we're talking about the ages of the people here, 38 years old, 40 years old, 48 years, 49 years old. Y'all not teenagers. Fucking grown folks.
Yeah.
Hell grown with y'all. You know, it's real problems in the world. Y'all paying $9,000 to sweat?
$9,000 to sweat.
Shit, you give me $900, I'll work your ass. I'm just saying. $900, I got you. I'll take care of you.
$9,000.
That's stupid. Oh, that's really stupid. You know, that in, and I know you heard, did you hear about those missionaries in Haiti?
Hmm.
Yeah, there are some missionaries in Haiti who, you know, 10 American missionaries who were caught at the Dominican Republic border trying to take 33
children.
Children, yes.
What are they taking them for?
Slavery.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they were going to sell them.
To who?
I don't know. That whole human trafficking shit.
Kids.
Yeah.
And they've been through enough already. I think all earthquake, and then somebody wants to selling.
Yeah. You know, and so the problem is we're talking about their missionary. So folks who have it, like, oh, and they're American and they're caught.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Dumbasses.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, man. Why kind of American? I want to know who they were selling to.
They were, human traffickers. You know, it's just a damn shame that people in the midst of a tragedy, people aren't trying to help. People are trying to fucking jack and take advantage of an already bad situation.
Right.
You know, what is that? You know, it makes me wonder sometimes, you know, the issues that people have, you know, which takes me to one of my favorite sections of the show.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about dumb asses.
Dumb asses.
Starting off with my homie in my favorite state.
Florida
in the building.
Florida.
Yeah, these dudes, four Miami area men, were arrested after they broke into a business and stole nearly $10,000 worth of equipment, including 22 chainsaws.
Oh,
I guess according to the Martin County Sheriff's Deputy, Armando Garcia, Abel Lajara, Emilio Morello, and Jorge Amador. Yeah, they were the four alleged burglars who, I guess, 3:30 a.m., the surveillance video of Stewart Lawn and Garden video, hardware store or whatever, showed a white van with one wheel that was a different color than the others, and it showed these guys coming in and moving stuff. And so, of course, off of that ID, they're looking for it. So, how did these dumbasses get caught? Well, these dudes were found sleeping in a nearby Jaguar and taken into custody.
Was the Jaguar gone?
No. They parked the van in the parking lot and left in the Jaguar. And I guess what they said is they planned to wait a few hours and then blend in with the morning traffic.
Mm.
See, that's why you're a dumbass. If you got away with stuff, why are you stopping to fucking sleep? Sleep at home. They're looking for, they saw you on the video. There are no stores without video nowadays, homie. It ain't 1898.
No, but you got to
know. Right. I know there's some shit in the water down there that make y'all stupid. But
something.
That
alligators.
Really, really stupid. Well, speaking of that.
Oh, no.
Also in Florida, these guys in Florida.
Not the same guys, right?
No. These guys in Florida, and it's a whole bunch of people, tourists and whatnot, there's a trail. You know how you got mission trails here in San Diego where people go for walks and whatnot? Now, I personally wouldn't because they have rattlesnakes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I avoid trails and, you know, occasional mountain lions. Well, on these trails in Florida, there's an inundation of alligators and they see them. And the people there in the video talking about it, like, oh, alligators, they're so cute.
Cute
pictures. Yeah, right. And, you know, the alligators are like right there. And kind of want to remind people that alligators are predators. Just in case you people in Florida don't know, they're not citizens. They are predators. And if they get a chance, they will eat you. And you're walking on a trail that's inundated with them. You know, dumbasses. Dumb asses.
You're going to get eaten by the alligator.
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to get eaten by one eventually. It's just the fact that they're walking back and forth. It's really fucking amazing. It makes me wonder sometimes. You know, what people are thinking. You want to hang out where your food.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, last time I checked, there's not a lot of chickens that's trying to hang out with humans.
Nothing so?
No. They go the other way. You know, they get caught, they're like, fuck, we got caught.
Well, you know,
last year we talked about several incidents of these gangster ass turkeys.
That's right, the gangster
turkeys. Yeah, these turkeys was like, shit, fuck it. I'm tired of Thanksgiving.
People.
You know, the turkey that hit the dude when he was on a motorcycle and knocked him off the motorcycle.
And the mailman attacked the mailman.
Yeah, the turkey's attacking the mailman. It's like, that's, you know, food striking back. Now, conversely, we're talking about humans and alligators. I'm not hanging around something that wants to eat me. And that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we move on to another dumbass. A man in the OC, which is Orange County, for those of y'all who don't watch cheesy sitcoms. This guy, Baron Reyes Lopez.
Baron who?
Baron Reyes Lopez.
What did Baron do?
Baron allegedly. Oh, you know that word. Allegedly.
He's supposed to put a quarter in a jar.
Yeah, I know. He began his busy day to report to the Loud Radio at 4:30, getting his shake off. They get there. The police get there. Nah, he wasn't doing the sip and dip dance. Mr. Lopez is believed to have jumped from the third story window. About 6 a.m., Mr. Lopez resurfaces nearby and, that word again, allegedly killed a dog.
Oh.
Yeah, Julie Donnelly, who's 34, told deputies that she was walking her pet miniature schnauzer. Kokani.
What?
Yeah, it's spelled K-O-K-A-N-E-E.
Wasn't there another name like that before?
Yeah, well, and it sounds like cocaine.
I know, but somebody else had a name like that before.
I don't know. But anyway, she said she was walking her dog, and the man approached it, picked up her dog, choked it, and then slammed the animal into the pavement.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean to laugh.
That's mean.
That shit is funny. I'm just saying, okay. Peter, people, please don't come knocking on my door, because I will go and shower you all. Anyway, he slammed it, and then, you know, he ran off. And minutes later, the police found him, Mr. Lopez, at the Rancho San Clemente Tennis Club, lying naked on the ground, pouring coffee on himself.
Not all that.
Yeah. And I guess before the coffee break, Mr. Lopez had been running around the club naked. According to witnesses. And the police said that he may have been under the influence of drugs. Oh my God, he was under the influence of drugs?
That's so smart.
Really? Woo! Makes you wonder sometimes.
I know.
Makes you wonder.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the last dumbass here. I know we got more, but this is the last one for tonight. Larry Tyce. Gotta say his name. Because Larry Tyce, you are Superman. Yeah. What he did was, Mr. Tyce allegedly kicked in the front door of a Tyler house, Tyler in Tyler, Texas, around 3:30 a.m. The victim was able to make a clean getaway through the back door and call the police. When the officers arrived, they were surprised to find Tyson, 25 years old, naked and bathing in the tub.
He knocked on the door to go take a bath?
Hey. Call me, I guess he was like, I need to bathe.
Wow, where was this at? In Texas?
Tyler, Texas, baby.
Texas.
Tyler, Texas.
Who do you think out of all of those is dumbest?
That's a tough one. That is a real tough one, because to break into somebody's house.
This is like a bath. Was he taking a bubble bath?
I don't know.
He's taking a bath.
Yeah, he's taking a bath. I mean, you break into the house 3:30 in the morning. I guess
3:30 in the morning.
You know? Yeah, I'm thinking that he was.
Baby, he knew he needed to get his meds.
Yeah, he was 51 or 50.
Oh.
He was somebody that needed some weed or something. You know, maybe it's not legal in Texas like it is here in California.
Oh, I think,
in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
No.
I'm saying medical marijuana. I mean, basically, you say, "Oh, my finger hurt. I need a
finger."
Yeah, that's almost like getting Viagra. You just tell a doctor, "Hey, my dick don't get hard."
Yeah.
And you get a card. I mean, you get a prescription. So that's not really saying nothing.
Can you,
like,
imagine? I just
not getting hard. I don't think you know anything about that. Unless there's something you want to say to the people.
No, I mean a man. No.
A man not getting hard.
Not being able to get hard.
Okay. There's a comment there that you want to bring out? Just something not right with it?
No. What? Not right. But I haven't had any encounters with people, like men, that have that problem.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Even doing a job. Well, not job, but I mean,
you're doing your job.
You're
doing
something right. Not doing my job.
All right. With that, we will take a commercial identification break. And we'll be right back.
Be right back. Okay, let's get it.
Yes, sir. Listen here, man. It's your boy Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. With my man DH, y'all know him as, and Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
That was our friend Cam Wee. A little smooth drama drop for us.
From the Jersey Shore.
Shout out to Cam Wee.
New Jersey, stand up.
Yeah.
Well, sit down.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yee.
Is that your New Jersey idea?
Yee.
Yeah, that
sounds
hard. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with my girl here, Butter Pecan, Big Hunter. You know, we still talking about healthcare. We're like, what a year and a half in.
Why do these people don't? I don't understand.
Well, I've said to solve the problem, we should just all have the same health care that the Congress and the Senate have. Oh, they have unlimited health care.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all paid for by taxpayers and their relatives, too.
Relatives, too.
Yeah. So, anyway. Speaking of surgery and whatnot, not surgery, but healthcare and whatnot. Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't hollered at Florida in a minute. So tonight is like a Florida redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Florida in Boca Raton, at the Limbo Nature Center in Boca Raton, 35 sea turtles are recovering from surgery that they had.
They all have surgery?
Yeah.
All 35 of them?
Yeah, they removed tumors.
On the turtles?
Off the turtles. 10 surgeons, 7 technicians, and multiple volunteers work quickly and with precision to remove highly contagious tumors called fibra papillomo from the eyes and fins of green sea turtles.
Are they contagious to humans or just other turtles?
I believe they say the virus is infectious to other turtles, so
wow. That's
why they treated them.
Wow.
Now, the funny part about that is 10 surgeons, 7 technicians, and multiple, not one or two, multiple volunteers for turtles.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them people volunteer or show up and do free surgeries at the VA hospital for, you know, how we support the troops, whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking you guys don't go to the VA and hook them up.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not in the hospitals giving free surgery to humans, but we will give free surgery to some goddamn turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we talk about the healthcare debate, you know, we got to talk about shit like this because we're talking about priorities. Humans are not that important because people don't want to take care of humans. People don't want to operate on humans. No volunteers, no multiple volunteers, none of that. No surgeons, no technicians, none of that shit. You know, you go to a hospital, it's like Beirut every day. It's on. Everybody's overworked. All the nurses and physicians, whatnot, they're tired as hell. They're on their 12-hour shifts, whatnot. But we got time for turtles.
Yeah. Infectious Turtle.
Infectious Turtle. Now let me go in there with my infection.
You have an infection?
I'm saying if I did. I'm saying if I did.
Okay.
Would I get some love? You know, can some humans get some love? Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I love animals too. I don't believe in that dominion over animal shit that they say. You know, I'm like, why can't we all, you know, that whole riding team, why can't we all get along? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, but that's a very big problem to me. I don't understand how we can treat turtles, but we can't treat humans. We can't even pass a bill.
I know.
Humans out.
Unbelievable.
You know, and the people who are fighting, they have health care. That's the deal. The people who are out there fighting and falling all over themselves, y'all got health care. So, but I bet that y'all saw that story about turtles, or you hear about the story about turtles, and y'all like, yeah, baby, good job. But no humans.
Mm-hmm.
No operations on humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is hate. And speaking of that, we got to go over some haters now.
Uh-oh.
Starting with the city, Nashville.
Uh-oh.
And Davidson County in Nashville in particular. Why are they haters? They voted to make it illegal in Davidson County to sell or give away animals that are considered domesticated, such as dogs, cats, chickens, and rabbits on the side of the road or in parking lots.
Chicken and rabbit?
Yes, I think I saw a bunny rabbit. First off, I'm thinking that's just a Tennessee thing. You know, I mean, because we in Cali, and normally it's the Mexican homies. That they're selling the oranges,
yeah,
or whatnot.
Yeah, something on the,
yeah,
side of the road.
I have yet to stop at the light, and you know, there's a shack or whatnot. Or, oh, you know how they have the flowers around,
yeah,
Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or any of them so-called special days.
Right.
Only in Nashville, Tennessee, where they have pets.
On
the side of the road. Who offers up a rabbit on the corner?
Domesticated.
I'm saying a rabbit.
How do they know?
A chicken. I'll take a chicken.
It's domesticated.
What is a domesticated chicken? Is that fried chicken?
How it's
going to
end up.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, dogs, too. I mean, because all around the world, people eat dogs. Dogs are, like, really safe only in America. After that, it's open game. You know, they say dog is a man's best friend. Dog is not my best friend. I promise you, dog is not my best friend. I'm just saying that you people in Nashville, Davidson County, why y'all, I mean, one, y'all have places where people can buy pets on the side of the road. That's some weird shit. Two, you're haters because you're hating on your weird shit because y'all weird for wanting to buy it. Cause obviously, there's a demand for the shit,
mm-hmm,
on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, enough said. I'm not going to Nashville.
Nashville.
You know, so we put that on the list. Not going to Florida for obvious reasons because y'all crazy. Y'all operate on turtles. Not going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. remember, that's where Tiger Woods is, because they're teaching him not, he's right. in sex rehab. So because y'all have a center where you teach people not to like sex, I can't go there. Nashville, because y'all sell dogs and chickens and rabbits on the side of the road, and you're hating because of that.
Right. Domesticated. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Now, as a child who grew up in the 80s, my teenage years, whatnot, this one is kind of shocking. 5-year-old boy, Adrian Pena. You know, just a normal, old-fashioned kindergartner. Unfortunately, his school didn't want him they didn't like his haircut. He has a low-cut haircut, except for a tail in the back that measures about 4 inches. And so
they didn't like it?
They didn't like it. So what they told him that he had to, either right. he was going to cut the tail or he had to go.
What? Is this a private school?
This is Ortiz Elementary, and I guess according to the board there, it was Karen Munoz, who's the principal of Ortiz Elementary, who had the final say. And this is in Abilene, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they don't like tails in Abilene, Texas. So
what?
They kick the boy out of school because he had a tail. Now, I understand, you know, a tail to me was like a jerry curl. And I had a homie that had a tail, and whenever we would cut his hair, he would always, like, nick at his tail in the back so it would be messed up, so he'd have to cut it. And the point was, yeah, we were haters. But the point, because it was whack. But still, it is his right to have a tail.
Right, and yeah, can't tell him he has to go.
Right. So, Ortiz Elementary, you suck.
You suck.
You're a hater. And last but not least, before we get out of here, I gotta talk about the NFL, who are the greatest in haters going.
Uh-huh.
They tried to stop people in New Orleans from selling t-shirts that said "Who Dat" on it.
Yeah.
Because they're saying that it's New Orleans Saints. But I'm sorry, Who Dat is indigenous to New Orleans.
Okay.
And so Roger Goodell and them sent out notes.
Okay.
Yeah, but of course, they sent it back because of the bad backlash and whatnot.
Wow.
So, you know, in lieu of time, I got to say that NFL, Roger Goodell,
you suck.
Y'all are the haters of the week.
Oh, you guys are the haters of the week.
Hate.
Hate
us. Hate on the Saints. Who that? Talking about beating the Saints. You know how long we been saying that shit? Had nothing to do with you, Roger Goodell.
Wow. Wow.
Can't tell who that shirt.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you for tuning in to tonight's show.
Mm.
We'll see you next time. Same place.
New Orleans Saints, baby.
So,
all the way.
See you 9 o'clock next time.
Yes. Next Saturday.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
What do you mean? You don't know what
to say? No, not anymore.
When you say you were doing the whole show?
I guess. That's the first thing. No! No!
You know, it's wrong with your family. I look at you.
Oh no, but you better knock it off.
Tell me, what is it? You're not down? What? What is the problem? Oh, is it Tweety Bird on the shirt?
Thank you. Want to play? No. No.
Hey, my baby is in this house.
No. Not kick me. Oh, Marvin. You didn't ask me. They're warning about Marvin. That's funny. He's fun that was up here, Anthony. I mean, I've heard all the stories about him, right? And, yeah. Some are good, some are bad. No, he sends me these text messages when he says, what's up? He says, no, what's going on? Let's hook up.
Let's
hook up. What do you mean? What do you mean? What mean? What do you mean? And you hook up. And I said, you mean hang out? He called me. You okay? I'm good. What's going on? Well, you know, you told him to hang out, and you have to move it. So I asked Carol, I said, what's up with Anthony? I said, what's up? I'm with Anthony Ramsey. She's like, yeah. Stop it. Get off of me.
No, it's your cat. Your cat will lie on you.
Shit.
You're Captain Tito.
Mom.
What can you experience?
Oh, shit.
You can't see me.
He's gonna knock him up. Here, I'll comment to you. Okay. Anthony, I don't... Fuck it, I don't want his babies out in the street. He's like, I want... I'm going to send you. How long have I known you? Have I said anything to anybody about anything? Well, Anthony is special. Anthony is he's in hard drama. He wakes up. Now all of a sudden he wants to look up. and I dropped off an iPhone to him. You want to hang out and watch a movie? Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
So far, I can't really.
You should not think I'll pass on that one.
You're so far. Believe it or not, the females look up to you.
Yeah, okay.
What? Don't you don't believe that? Tell me, never underestimate the power of your voice. Because you actually have a voice on the radio, people look up to you.
That's
you get a chance to say, but they don't get a chance to say. I've been telling you this over and over again. Because it is the gosh darn truth. And I have some good ass questions too.
Did you know that one of them was in prison for murder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna ask you about that too. Oh, I'm gonna ask you about that.
Marvin used to be in that group, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So he must have been a DJ there.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway.